There's a statement, you can't ride two horses at the same time. From a spiritual sense, this means that you can't follow generally two different paths at the same time, or two general teachings at the same time. And more specifically, it applies to the following, working with the guidance that one would get by association, direct association with a true teacher or real guide. In other words, you can't be going off in two different directions at the same time and expect to reach your goal. This doesn't mean necessarily that the goal will be different between one path and another, nor one teacher or one guide or another. Rather, it indicates and means that the means, the methods, the approaches may not only be different, but not work together or harmonize, and so you'd be hurting yourself and creating further obstacles by attempting to go two directions at the same time. This could be illustrated if you were to come to a place in a path and you're walking, let's say, in a mountain, and a path leads up the mountain, and then it diverges, and there are two ways to take. One is to the right and one is to the left. And your goal, the place that you want to reach, is on the opposite side of the mountain from you. Now, if you were to ask one person which way to go, the person would say to the right, and indicate that there are a series of troubles or difficulties or grades or whatever it happens to be along that route. And if you were to ask another person, how would you get to the destination that you saw? This one would say, go to the left. And there would be a different set of circumstances if you traveled that manner. Now, it doesn't mean that either is wrong, but only that you would encounter a different set of circumstances, a different path, and different experiences along that route. However, you can't walk both at the same time. If you were to attempt to and take a step to the right and then back and a step to the left and then two steps to the right and two steps to the left, you'd never get to where your goal was. You'd never reach your destination. So too is it with the paths. Paths have different approaches in a general sense, different methods of reaching the goal of realization, enlightenment, function, real living, becoming one with yourself, knowing what to do, how to do it. And within a particular path or approach or means, there are many different ways or schools. So you have various Buddhist schools, various Hindu schools, various Sufi teachings and schools and so forth. And each one of this has a different focus. Different methods, different tools are used. Doesn't mean necessarily that one is better or worse than the other, but only that the approaches are different. And you might counter them if the benefits of an approach, if you try to do two or more at the same time, were out of sequence, simply because you prefer one or the other. Or your desires led you to feel that one wasn't working, so you skipped to another. This is mostly what people do. They jump from one thing to another to another. But within the spiritual realm, it's necessary to make a choice, make a commitment of heart, breath, and function, and follow that until you reach your goal, until you fulfill the path. Only then can you know, in truth, what that path is. And when you're working with an individual, and you're assisted by an individual, There may be two or more, many approaches to reach that same goal. And so one person would use a particular method, while another one would use a different one. So again, you can't be jumping around. What the teacher sees, and by the teacher I mean the one who truly knows, understands, comprehends, perceives, can see your condition, knows the way to get to the goal, can administer the step-by-step approaches in the manner and the timing in which it's needed and which is appropriate. That person is the true guide or the true teacher, and also knows that he or she is not doing the teaching, but only leading to water, so to speak. It's you that drinks, and the one true guide is that which is within yourself, in your own true nature, and that of which stems from, comes from, and is included within and part of the only real guide, that one teacher, life itself, which is an aspect of the one being, is a part of that one united being, united with all its parts. And so, when you follow a teaching, and when you're associated with a guide or teacher that's real, then you have to make that commitment to follow it. What is needed, as appropriate, step by step until you reach your goal. It's extremely simple. You can't ride two horses at the same time.